Blog Talk Radio.
Education, you're all hooked on phonics and stuff. It's
I'm just reading this crap and I'm like, Jesus Christ, what was I drinking at 9:30 this morning? Anyway,
my phone's spelled
that.
With a PH, isn't it shorter than an F? Yeah, you're good. Yeah, you're good.
I'll fix that after the show. We do have a good show. We have Steven Island of Shadows of Smoke, and I just can't wait to talk to this guy. He is
sounds great.
He's an paranormal investigator and a pitmaster barbecue guy. So, I mean, he's got it going on both ends. I can't wait to find out about his story. And then we have John Black, who John was actually on our show 3.5 years ago. He's a great singer. He's got a new album out, BB, whatever they call him nowadays.
Your phone sounds like crap again. You know that.
Oh, so what? My phone always sounds like crap.
You're killing me. sorry. I'm the nice sounding guy. I'm the good looking one too, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, you are the good looking one. By the way, folks, I do sell labels.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah, save that for some later. That's some nummies for later. Yeah. Oh,
for those who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm in the packaging business and I do sell labels. If you need labels for your food products, I've only been doing it for 31 years, and this week I decided
to sell
everybody.
And he never thought to ask those of us who are in the food business. He never thought about this. That's why, I guess, because he lives below the Manson-Nixon line. They don't think right. Must be too much of that Old Bay. Oh my God, dude! Really?
Oh,
you're killing
well.
You're killing me.
How's everything going at DeskCon Sausage? Anything special?
Well,
you got the New York show next week, right?
Oh, we do. Yeah, it's the New York Hot Sauce Expo. Yeah, next Saturday and Sunday. It's a hell of a show if you guys are around. It's right on Franklin Avenue. Look it up, nychotsauceexpo.com. It's the people of the industry all meet in one square building, and we sell a bunch of shit. We sell a bunch of really good shit, and there's a whole bunch it's fun for everybody. I mean, there's music going on. They got, oh my God, the food out the all the hot sauce people are inside, just in case it rains. It won't. Just pray above. And outside is all of the festivities. This would be, God, I think it's the fifth annual, actually, which is kind of cool. It's just a lot of fun. Come on down, man. It's Saturday and Sunday, next Saturday and Sunday. Franklin Avenue, it's at the Brooklyn Expo Center, if you want to look it up. But when it comes to the whole DEF CON thing, we are unleashing a couple of brand new products at the show. We've got the pork jerky, the stinky pig, garlic and pork jerky. That should be neat. And we're going to unveil something. I can't really let it out of the bag yet. We're making a couple of we call them meat sticks. The creator's meat sticks. That's not even the name of it, but it sounds really good. these things are going to be really, really awful, and heat. I look forward to burning a lot of people. Besides that, I think last week we talked about, bought the DEF CON Pathfinder shit the bed. It was our workhorse for many, many years since the inception of the company. We got the little Ford Transit guy, and we bought a house. There's a second note.
Good for you.
And today we got our taxes back for the first freaking time in 8 years, we got a refund. I'm not going all political because I try to stay away from that shit on the radio because half the people love me, half the people hate me. But I'll tell you what, I haven't got a goddamn refund in 8 fucking years, and I finally got one. I'm a very happy guy. Is it the dude in charge? I don't know. I don't care. I got a refund. Happy.
Well,
we're going with that.
Congratulations.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
By the way,
state and fed. When New Jersey pays you back on taxes, there is an angel looking upon your shoulder. It's not even pissing on you. The New Jersey has a habit of pissing on people, the government-wise. They stopped the flow. I got a refund.
By the way, did I tell you why I'm not going to the New York Hot Sauce Show?
Yeah, because you don't love me. You told me that.
No, actually, I love you, but I'm going to a wine event.
Oh, really? I don't want to move to Florida. All right, yeah, okay, one of them. All right, got it. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, I've actually been invited to a wine event in Western Maryland, and it was a conflict of my scheduling, and I'm sorry.
W-H-I-N-E, yes. I don't like it. No, does the wine have gluten? I can't do gluten. It gives me upset tummy. So I get the my goiter. Oh God, please.
And I have to tell you a story, John. Today, I go to these estate auctions. I call them dead people auctions. But speaking of dead people, next week we got a guy who talks to dead people. That's a whole other story. But I go to dead people.
Oh, that's
going to
be a good one. Yeah. Yep.
Yes, it is. And next week, don't miss our show next week because I can't wait to talk to that guy. But anyway, I'm at the dead people auction. And this lady, she was probably pushing 100. She walks up to me and she says, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. She says, "Excuse me, kind sir, would you mind grabbing that photo up there and handing it to me. It was up pretty high. So being that I was tall, I handed it to her. I go, here you go, ma'am. She goes, I have to say, you're going to love this, son. She says,
oh, God.
You have such a kind face.
Well, she was blind. I mean, where were we going? I mean, she was reading Braille. She was reading the shit on your face. Oh, my God, really?
I said, thank you, man. I think she was actually hitting on me, but she said, you have such a kind face. So anyway, I helped her out. And
you're a kind sir. Yeah. With a kind face.
My mother's going to enjoy that story because my mother worries about me. So, hey, Mom, if you're listening to the show, I have a kind face.
The blind chick said he was cute.
All right. Hey, I actually believe it or not, I believe our first guest is calling in on time, too. It's at 10
o'clock. Oh, my God.
Said,
oh, wow. Wow.
And I
human.
Said, hey,
this is good.
I said, Steve, call in at 10 after 9. And sure enough, it's 11 after 9 now. He's calling in. This is Steve Island. I hope this is who this is. Shadows and Smoke. He's a paranormal investigator. And a Pitmaster barbecue guy. Hold on a second. Let's see if he's here. Hey, Steve, is that you?
Yeah, guys, it's me. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Oh, great. Yeah, thanks. Well, thank you for having me.
You know, when you wrote me and said, you actually said to me in your email, I'm a paranormal investigator. I bet you've never had one of those, and I also am a pit master. I have to say, you caught my interest.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I'm picking a new wrinkle. Yeah, you know, because I do both. I do paranormal investigation. I do a lot of barbecue and all that.
I got a question. You should really come out with some kind of a barbecue sauce, dude, like Ghost in the Pit or something like that. Dude, you could make a mint off of this. Do the label right, get the right artwork, you can make a mint off of barbecue sauce.
Yeah, somebody does have a barbecue sauce. I think it's called Ghost Barbecue Sauce or something like that. But actually, it's funny you say that because I've been thinking about that. And one of the things I have planned this summer is to do a kind of combination barbecue event and paranormal investigation. You know, invite people.
How are you going to rope those two together? Dude, no, okay, you piqued my interest on that one. How are you going to get those two together? That sounds cool. I want to go. What?
I want to go, too.
Yeah, it's not hard. You know, if you pick a place that's probably, you know, here in New Mexico, there's a lot of areas that are considered, you know, paranormally active, that also because we have big, wide, open vistas, that you can go to Jornada de Muerto, these kind of places, and you can also set up, you know, a couple of smokers and a, you know, large party grill, that kind of thing. And,
oh, hell yeah, dude! You're on to that's unique. I'll be a sponsor. If you do that, if you want to do that, you contact me. I'll sponsor it.
Oh, it sounds great. Yeah, well, I'm down for that.
There it is.
So I work with a couple other a psychic and a couple of really good investigators. And we've been talking about doing this kind of events, and I think it would be a lot of fun, you know, not necessarily just for the money, but just to get people out and enjoy it and kind of educate people about the paranormal and educate them about barbecue as well.
Well, I do
so
have a question,
Steve,
about the ghost.
Steve, I have to ask you a question. So, you're like a barbecue ghostbuster. So how did you get into this whole paranormal thing?
I think I've had an interest in the paranormal since I was a kid in the 60s, and I think one of the big reasons was I used to watch a lot of Scooby-Doo and Dark Shadows and Johnny Quest, all the stuff, you know, and all these shows had this, you know, I grew up on a plethora of different types of...
Now, Dark Shadows,
you know,
beat the hell out of Scooby-Doo, dude. Dark Shadows was the shit. Barnaby, kidding, Barnaby? Oh, man, oh, you kidding. Dark Shadows is awesome.
Oh, yeah, I was one of my favorite, you know, and I was a kid watching that, and it's funny because at the time, you know, I was very young, and it actually, you know, now you kind of watch it, and it's almost kiddy.
Oh, now it's goofy,
but
yeah,
time,
but yeah,
I was
terrified
of it.
Oh, you
I was terrified
been.
Of it when I was a kid, but I had to watch it, too, you know, every day it would come on, it was like a soap opera, and I'd have to come and get my mom to have a break and watch the show with me, you know?
Okay,
so,
you scared me for a minute. You said you had to watch this, like your mom strapped you down to a chair with your eyes open like Clockwork Orange and made you force you to watch Dark Shadows. I didn't know where that was going. That got scary real quick. Okay.
My mom got a kick out of it because I'd have her watch it with me, and I'd sit there and, like, you know, make all these sounds. I was terrified of it. And she wouldn't be laughing about it because she found it kind of, you know, comedic in a lot of ways because, you know, I used to have this video of Dark Shadows bloopers, and it's a riot to watch these because they were filmed live, so they'd pan across and there'd be some guy eating a sandwich from the crew and, you know, all these other things. But I still love the show. I watch it still.
That's fun. That's good.
That was, you know, and so over the years I've had a couple experiences. New Mexico is a very interesting place because there's so much history here, including, like, I live in a city called Borelis, which is part of Albuquerque. And our area goes back to the 1600s. There's a lot of turmoil here and everything over the years, and it leaves an imprint. And so,
like Jersey. Well, Jersey's one big imprint.
Yeah, so it's kind of, you know. But, you know, there's been so much history that happened in just within a few blocks of where I live right now, including, like, the main road. They called it the Camino Real, which is it's the road all the way from Mexico City to Santa Fe. And a lot of people died on the way up and all that. So there's a lot of history here. And so I think it's just very easy to get caught up in paranormal investigation because of just living, you know, in it, basically.
Okay. I mean, now when you talk to a ghost, what language do they speak?
You know, I'm also very skeptical about a lot of things. I've had experience with that, but I don't buy any story people give me. But I don't sit there and try to have conversation. I've had people tell me some wacky stuff, you know. They'll call me for help and all that, but they tell me some really crazy things. And you know, you gotta take them, you know, for what they're saying, because I don't know what's going on in their house until I go there.
Right.
But, I mean, I have had some people tell me some stuff. I'm like, well, let's see what's going on. And I have had a couple of houses where I go, man, this place is pretty wild,
creepy.
You know, there's really is something going on here. But then you go to other places, and even though, of course, it's almost like one of those things we're watching a pot, you know, waiting for it to boil. You go in a house, and you're waiting for it, and it may nothing happen, and it may not be because nothing is going on, but it just didn't happen to go on that night. So,
the ghost was sleeping. You caught him between episodes.
Yeah, you never know. Well, they might just... And, you know, you might be coming there and you might dispel them. You know, if it's something that's intelligent, they might say, well, you know, I really don't want to mess this jerk. So I just won't, you know, I won't bang the doors or you know, rattle chains or anything like that.
But you've seen plenty of ghosts, right? I mean, I have not seen one goddamn ghost, and I'm pissed off about it because, I mean, you look at, I don't know if you're familiar with a magazine called Weird New Jersey. It's all about, man, there's a whole bunch of weird shit in Jersey, I'll tell you what. And it's not just the people.
Yeah, they had a show for a while, too. I remember that was a really good show that they would just travel around. But, yeah, and I think they ended up doing a show called Weird USA or something like that.
Okay,
and,
they may have.
Yeah,
I remember the magazine Weird New Jersey.
Yeah, I remember Weird New Jersey, and I actually used to like it. Those guys are pretty funny,
they take a kind of a humor role in it. But there's a lot of weird crap going on in Jersey. It's not just the drivers. It's I've never seen a ghost. I want to. I really, 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 really want to. My sister's seen one. Well, friends have seen them. Can you make the ghosts make house calls?
Well, you know, half of it is maybe you're not sensitive enough. But
I am a very sensitive person.
Well, delicate and sensitive, maybe not, you know. But now, speaking of New Jersey, that's one of my little, you know, those bucket list things is being able to go to Pine Barren and be able to investigate the Jersey Devil. I've always wanted to.
Oh, from Mrs. Leeds. Oh, the devil.
Now that's something I've always wanted to do. And when I was in New York for a while, Union City and Hoboken and all that, you know, across the river, there were some old buildings in there we used to go in and break into and all that, and you know, right along the river there, and it was pretty interesting, man, because, you know, of course there's a lot of, you know, homeless guys living in some of the stuff and all that. But,
well, they're
tasty
white. They look like ghosts.
Yeah, you can't tell whether it's junkie or ghost sometimes.
Right.
But, we used to go to New Jersey a lot for that kind of thing. Secaucus.
Right.
See, Stephen. So here's what I want to know: what is the weirdest thing you have seen while you've been one of these investigators?
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. One of the weirdest things is a house here in Albuquerque I went to, and it was owned. The house is about probably nowadays about 180 years old. The top story was built onto an older house, but the top story was built in probably like the late 1800s, like somewhere 1870, 1880. And you'd go up the stairs and you'd have to take a right turn. So somehow or another, we could tell there was something weird going on in the house. We'd say, hey, let's go up the stairs. So go up the stairs, take a right. And at the very top of the stairs, there's two things that look like strobe lights. And it wasn't like lights coming from the street or anything else. These are right at the top of the stairs, two separate like strobe flashing, whatever it was. And as we try, and for some silly reason, we decided, hey, let's go up and see what that is, instead of like running out and screaming. And as we tried to get closer to the lights, you could actually feel yourself being pushed back. Just like a solid wall pushing you back down the stairs. Don't go any of this. It's like not a good thing. And we really tried, and then just after we got probably about four or five steps away from it, and the light stopped, the pressure stopped keeping us from going there. Both fell straight down. This friend of mine, Mark, and I, fell straight down on our faces because it was like the intense pressure kept holding us back. Just all of a sudden released us, and we're pushing so hard in it, we just went straight forward. Now I think that was one of the weirdest things I've ever had. And I still remember. I can see those if I close my eyes. I can still see those two strobe light-looking lights going off.
Yeah, I get that when too many white white castles to get that pressure build up and it just destroys me. My God!
So it was kind of like the 1800s disco ghost disco like the light.
Oh no,
like
you didn't
light.
Go there. Oh my God!
I'm sorry,
oh my God!
For a second.
I'm trying to think of a Bee Gees joke, but I can't come up with it right now. So.
Oh, man.
Here's another question.
New Jersey is such an ancient place itself that I'm sure you guys do have a lot of just because the history itself, it just sort of like leaves a record wherever it's happened.
Well, no,
you know?
I mean, no, but Jersey has about 200 to 300 years of abject hatefulness. And it,
oh, yeah?
I mean, Jersey's just one big ghost. It's like the big Slimer. Oh my God! It's like this thing you don't want to enter. Oh, there's the big black mess of New Jersey. Jersey's got a whole bunch of weird crap. I mean, you know, growing up, we used to adventure, and there was a place called Greystone. It was the psychiatric place up in I think it's Cedar Grove or Cedar Hills. Well, most of it was closed down years and years ago. Well, we decided to go in there anyway, and you had to kind of time it between the patrols and kind of walk through the fence. And got in there, and man, I'll tell you what, like I said, I've never seen a ghost, but walking through this psychiatric place, there's papers on the floor, there's still machines in some of the rooms. It was creepy. It's creepy as hell. But I'll tell you what, when you're walking through it, you feel eyes on your back. Now, that's a weird thing. I mean, but you don't see what's looking at you. It's like, dude, come out of here. Talk to me or something, Frank. It's just, but you feel eyes on your back, and it's the creepiest freaking feeling. I just never seen a ghost. I just want to see one.
Well, I think that happens sometimes, and that's what happens too, by the way. You know, I don't know. I can't tell you how many times I've experienced something, and I don't, you know, when you think about it in retrospect, you go, well, you know, I didn't really see anything like, you know, appear in front of me, but I did see things fall for no reason. That kind of, so maybe sometimes, you know, I have seen a shadow here and there that moved, and I thought,
sure.
Well, what was that? You know, but I've also been doing this for, you know, 40 years. So if I hadn't seen anything, I'd probably have given up and started, you know, I don't know, doing something else.
Started a hospital company or something. Yeah, you've been a loser. Yes.
But the thing is, that's the thing. I've worked with some really good psychic friends of mine that. Something about them actually attracts them, you know. I think it's that kind of moth to a flame thing. So it's great to work with people like that because then you do experience more stuff just because they're drawing it to them, you know.
Absolutely.
But you know, on the other side too, one of the things is I'm also, you know, like I think I was talking before, that I'm a heavy skeptic. You really have to knock me over the head with something for me to say that, you know. If he wants to
well, I'll tell you what,
shows,
I'm a heavy skeptic. I'm kind of in the tongue in cheek with the interview going on now. I just want to see a freaking ghost. That's all I want. That's all I want. All I want for Christmas is see a ghost.
I'm sure there are a lot of organizations there in New Jersey. You could ask them. Hey, I would really like to go on an investigation with you. I know that.
But then they take you away in the van that says free kittens on the side. You wake up in a pool of your own blood in the morning and like an ice bath, and they say they took your kidney, and you got their $20,000, and you'll get your kidney back. That's Jersey stuff. I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some sketchy guys with a free kitten on the van. I don't think I'd get in there. But, you know, there are legit organizations. You could go
well,
on.
For me, it'd be free Pokemon, you know.
Now, Steve, I actually have a ghost story. I was in Richmond, Virginia, and I had this warehouse where I used to store old furniture. I used to go to estate sales years ago in Richmond, Virginia. And
oh,
one night I'm in the warehouse, and I swear to God, this is a true story. This image walked across the warehouse. It was all pitch dark, and I could see him. He was lit up. He turned and he looked at me, and he waved. And then he kept on walking, and he walked through the wall. So I have seen a ghost, and I do.
And that's when Frank stopped drinking gin.
Well, that's the thing. Something residual like that, you know, that almost comes off on clockwork. So that's really cool because I've never seen anything that pronounced. I've seen a lot of stuff, but I can't see anything that I ever saw something that had like a face, that kind of thing.
Well,
really.
It was weird.
But
that's the holy grail there. You know, like Scooby-Doo, which you mentioned earlier, it was just like a Scooby-Doo cartoon because he stopped, he looked at me, and he waved. He had like a funny look on his face, like what the hell are you looking at, dude? And he kept on walking and went through the wall.
Yeah, but Frank, you have the Velma fetish, so I mean, that's it doesn't do well with the van. I mean, it's just you got to get off Velma. You got
to
get off Velma.
No.
Well, now that's the thing too. It's like, I mean, what you're describing is actually considered like the holy grail in paranormal investigation.
Is
a full-bodied
really? No
apparition that actually interacts. I mean, that's you don't get better than that.
No kidding, really.
No,
so I've actually had the holy grail of ghost.
You did, and the
that's
ghost, when he was
cool.
waving,
yeah,
I goes, I see live people. That's what he said. It was in the movie.
So how did you, so Steve,
yeah.
I have to ask, how did you go from paranormal investigator to
barbecue?
Oh, man, because you can have more than one thing, and I love barbecue, man. And the problem
well, you're a
with
multitasker. That's obvious.
Exactly. You know, but I mean, the fact is, it's like I have one of those places. Where there used to be a couple of good places, and there are there's people like Whole Hog that they actually did win a band championship in Memphis in May a while back. I don't know how long ago that was. And that's another
an accomplishment. Yeah.
Good barbecue in Albuquerque is really hard to find sometimes. So. It's one of those things that if you can't find it, do it yourself. So,
right.
And also, I'm one of those people also that I have a specific, you know, flavor profile that I like. So I don't really care for some other people's stuff, you know.
What is your profile of barbecue that you like? Tell everybody.
Well, being a New Mexican, one of the things we always love around here is our red chili. So a lot of you know, we grow chili here that's with it spelled with an E, it's C-H-I-L-E, and really in Hatch, New Mexico. So, you know, a lot of people try to use, when they use rubs, they use chili powder, which is this generic thing with garlic and all that, or they'll use paprika, you know, whether it's smoked or not. But if you're going to use a good sweet red chili with a little heat to it, it's one of the best things you'll ever put in a rub. So, but then also with that, I also like a little sweet to offset that. I'm also a big believer in more of a dry rub setup. I'm not a big sauce fan. And if I am going to make a sauce, it's going to be a little runnier, a little, you know, and then mostly as like a mop towards the end, if I use it. But there's a lot of times I don't. If you smoke a good piece of meat and you do it right, sauce to me is just, you know.
It's an add-on that's not needed.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like a really good steak about putting A1 or ketchup on it.
All right, one of you at a time. I'm not bilingual when it comes to voices.
Steve, okay, Steve, so, I just thought of something though. Since you are a paranormal guy, you probably should go in the hot sauce business like John, and you should make hot sauce with ghost peppers.
Absolutely, dude. It's just written
absolutely
in stone there. Are you kidding me? Hey, Zeus,
yeah,
I mean, Jesus,
peppers.
He wrote in stone for you.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You already got me a thing. Yeah. I actually have a great nephew that makes some of the best hot sauce he ever had. And he makes it every year for Thanksgiving, of all things. He doesn't really make it any other time. Man, and I always tell him, maybe you need to bottle this. And so maybe I
why aren't
him
you making a ghost pepper sauce? You
ghost
must
pepper
make a ghost.
You
must. You're a paranormal pit master. A parapet. You're a parapet. That could be the name of the company. The parapet.
And I'm stealing that now. So you gave me an idea. Parapet. That's a beautiful name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I already got the trademark on it, so you pay me. So, but anyway, we're going to go further from there. you would be the perfect candidate for a ghost pepper sauce. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
ghost pepper barbecue sauce. I know you don't. You say you don't like a lot of heat. I love a lot of heat. More heat, the better for me. And a lot of my clients don't.
I like heat, but I also like a little sweet with it to balance it out.
Yeah, see, I'm not. I don't do the sweet thing. I wear pants. But it's whatever. But my point is, you should make a ghost pepper sauce. The parapet ghost pepper sauce. That would be funny as hell, dude. That's just off the top of my head.
But then it would have to be a highly vinegary hot sauce. I'm not like.
I'm not talking about vinegary. I'm not talking about none of that crap. You can make a dry rub with ghost pepper, dude.
Oh yeah, I make two
dry rubs with ghost pepper.
Yeah, that'd be good. As a matter of fact, now you got me an idea because
Wait. Yeah, I know Albuquerque very well. I used to go to law. Albuquerque, they have the hot sauce festival thing. We did that for years.
Barbecue and chili festival.
That thing. I forget the Sandia. That's it, the Sandia.
Yeah,
but
the
anyway,
Sandia Casino, yeah.
That thing. Yeah, we haven't done that in years. There's reasons. But anyway, my point was...
I have reasons I don't go to three dinner.
Yeah, okay. Get the red chili. You can get that in powdered form. Make that part
yes.
of your dry rub. You can, that'll give you the heat you like. And if you want to throw some sugar in there to make some Cinderella happy, that's fine. You want to make it a little bit sweet. But you got to get the ghost pepper in there to get the heat. Parapet is funny, dude. That could be your moniker, Parapet.
I like that.
Yeah, we need to go.
I'm all in that. So maybe it's the. Let's talk some time.
We
get
need to
have a good
Steve.
Idea going on. I got to compare rubs.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm picturing John Cleese. In the Monty Python and the Holy Grail at the parapet when he's at the French castle when he was tapping his head. The fish of la mouche. The parapet and it's you staring down
parapet.
From the parapet of the. Oh, this could be good. Oh boy.
I'm
brainstorming
that
for
idea.
You. Oh, I'm brainstorming for you. The good things come out of Jersey every once in a while. I'm proof of that.
Well, Steve,
I love that idea.
Steve, we should talk off air because I think we got a whole marketing program for you with your ghost peppers and your rubs.
Oh,
your
did you know that Frank makes
pants.
Labels? Did you know Frank
did
does
you know
labels?
I make labels?
No, no.
You motherfucker. I didn't either. And no one did. And he's been doing it for 30 freaking years. It's like he sits in his closet thinking about labels and doesn't tell anybody about it. All of a sudden he comes out of the closet. Oh, I make labels, by the way. It's like, oh, good Lord, man.
Great. Yeah,
We've got our next guest on. Steve, it was a pleasure. Everybody check out Steve. Steve, do you have a website? Because I got everybody
connected. Yeah, you
got to
have a website.
Facebook page.
Well,
I don't have a website
yet. I'm working on one. But right now what I do have is if you go to Shadow and Smoke, and I think you guys have a link to it, you can look it up on Facebook. You just look up Shadows and Smoke, and I'm on there. And I'm working on improving that as we go along, and I will have a website going on. And when I get it, Frank, I'll just send it to you on Facebook so you can look at it.
Okay, and I'll tell you what. Once you take Parapit, PARAPIT.com, because if you don't, you have 1 hour. The clock is ticking now. I'm taking it. And you're going to buy it from me. Take the Parapit.
I love that.
Take Parapit.
I'm going to jump on
it. PARAPIT.
Yeah, there you go. Parapit-kid or something.
Thanks, Steve. It was a pleasure. And we'll talk to you later, definitely.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot. Now, have a good evening.
Oh, you'll be back on. Yeah. Have a good night, dude.
Okay, guys. Have a good night.
That went well.
Man.
That went well.
Ghost,
that went well.
Ghost peppers. I mean, come on.
I know, but the parapet. Parapet is perfect. I'm now finally after 30 years, I'm using my international marketing degree. I can actually come up with ideas. Imagine that. Oh my God, I surprised myself.
All right. Now we got to.
And I haven't shit my pants yet.
Here. We got to go from the paranormal and barbecue and all that to singing. And John Black is a singer who was on our show, actually, 3.5 years ago. And John has some new music. He's a great singer, and he's coming on here. And I'm going to play one of his songs, and I have to laugh. The name
is it hardcore
song,
metal?
No. I don't know what you, I guess you call. I don't know what you call this. I have to ask him when he
comes. Oh, great.
Oh,
that's an opener.
I'm not sure what the genre is for his music. I always
genre,
hate that word.
God, I hate that word.
We'll ask him what the genre is. But
lose that genre word. Just what type of music? Genre. It's like I want an English muffin with panko. It doesn't flow right.
The song he's got. Listen to the title. I'm not going to say anything. John, here's the title. Six
right.
Lovers Deep.
Well, that sounds like a production of Deep Velvet. Made by the machine.
Like
you ever see 8mm?
It sounds like an orgy to me, but it's not. Anyway, he's got some great music. We're going to have John on here in a second. So everyone hang
tight.
We'll be right back.
All righty.
All righty.
Not a day goes by.
and his new song, Six Lovers Deep. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we hear you fine. Welcome to the show.
Dude, that song was just nice. That was a nice song.
It is a nice song.
Thank you so much.
No, I'm being honest. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm usually sarcastic, but I'm not being sarcastic.
I know. What the actual title, the title of the song sounds like an orgy when you first read the title, but it's actually
it does.
It's a very nice song.
I'm thinking like Caligula-esque. You know, it's still, oh boy.
Yeah, I figured that would grab audience's eyes, and then they'd sit there and go, okay, yeah, it's a little bit of a different story, but still catchy.
Oh, yeah. 51 Shades of You Don't Want to Go There.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It's like Shades of Grey, but you don't want to go there. So how you been, John?
Not too bad. It's good to be back on the air with you guys.
Hey. Yeah, can you believe it's been 3.5 years since you were last on?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I was trying to remember what we were doing the last time that we kind of spoke, and I think at the time I was
well,
in the
well,
–
I know what Frank was making labels. He was, and
yeah,
he just didn't tell anybody. That's how that works.
Yeah, it was like
well,
three,
I mean,
it was three and a half
good,
years.
There's worse closet habits that you can have, I think. So,
He sticks it to himself. Exactly. Yeah.
You could be six lovers deep in the closet, I suppose. So, what have you been up to in the last? Three
I'm not
and
even
half
touching
years?
That.
I think
nope.
Frank's going to be the subject of the next Criminal Minds episode.
I do. Breaking broken. Anyway.
So what have you been doing for the last 3.5 years, John?
So it's been quite an interesting ride. As you recall, I was New York City-based the last time that we spoke. That's actually
awesome.
Since relocated down to North Carolina in a place called Durham down there. Recently moved down there this past fall. Yeah.
Okay.
How is the change in lifestyle from New York? That's got to be a bit of a shift.
It's definitely a culture shock, that's for sure. I had to find myself not pulling myself back from the brink of a psychotic episode every single time I went out of the house, which is what I was used to doing in New York.
Right.
There's so much less people and the pace is so much slower that I just had to find myself just like, this guy's being nice to me. What's his goddamn angle?
we talk about the same speed, and you haven't slowed that down yet. But I'll tell you
if you can
live in New York City, it's kind of like if you can live up here, you can live anywhere, and it's
exactly.
Nice to meet the people that aren't as wound up as you are. If you meet slower people, like just to take time, it's at time, you slow down eventually. And problem is, we only call that a vacation. And then it's 2 weeks of that, and then you come back to Jersey, and you wind right back up again.
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm up in New York for 2 weeks promoting a show that I'm going to be doing up here, and just it's bringing that jolt of electricity right back into my spine pretty much because I've just been on the subways doing the whole thing, just running through the sidewalks, just going, just get out of the way.
Get out of the way. No eye contact. Just get out of my way.
Yeah, exactly. I've been back for 4 days, and I'm already wired for stress.
There it is.
So, John, you heard us before we brought you on. What is your type or genre of music? What would you call it?
Oh, type, not genre. Genre sucks. Type,
yeah.
Type.
I very much agree with that sentiment. That you probably heard – I would just call that straight pop, honestly. I didn't intend it to turn out that way. We had started out with that just as an acoustic track.
You call it pop. I think it's good pop. There should be like a subculture of that. A subgenre called good pop.
I don't think pop is necessarily a dirty word anymore like it was in like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Well, God knows what
music
is anymore. Alternative, when they all started sounding the same, why is it alternative? You know, so what the freak? Old nonconformist dress alike. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, I'd say I'd play pretty much pop rock. That's really the only way that I could just use to describe it. My philosophy is if you're not walking out of there humming the melody, I haven't done my job, so.
There you go. I like
there
it.
There you
like
go,
it.
Yes, exactly. So this new CD that you're coming out with, this new music, it's if people want to get it, they can go to your website, which is johnblackmusic.com, or I guess they can find it at all the other music places like CD Baby and Amazon and what have you.
That's correct, yeah. So the singles that I sent you, Frank, were just singles that I've released just kind of on a one-off basis. I'm doing a full-length that I'm hoping to release later this year right now. Once that does get released, if they want to follow me on social media or anything like that, people can find it there as well.
Very cool.
So now I saw your post on Facebook, and you are a foodie too. I mean, you do music,
uh-oh,
but you also like food, right?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about my two favorite subjects here. And if you tie in the paranormal investigation from earlier in the show,
I was going to.
Mine as well.
Oh, I'm getting right there, pal.
We're on the same page.
What food do you like? What's your favorite food type?
5 years ago, I don't remember. What is your favorite food?
Well, I'm always partial to a good steak. That's pretty much my go-to whenever I can. I've actually got an idea to kind of tie in music and food and everything like that as just turning into a full-time professional career. And that is the biggest problem that any touring musician has right now, especially these days with the internet and everything like that. You have music on every corner in Manhattan. How do you differentiate yourself to be able to tour off the country and not lose money? And the answer is that you have to have a sustainable business while you're on the road. So what do? You buy a food truck and you turn that into your tour bus.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Hey. You are so right. And me and May, you've talked about doing this for DEF CON. Yes, we have talked about this. It's a wonderful idea, and I'm surprised nobody has tried it yet. It's a very good idea.
Well, that's what I'm working towards right now is to be able to buy that, make that initial capital investment. I bring a couple of younger bands out on the road with me each tour. They work for pretty much food and lodging, which they'll have. And that's your crew right there. That's you. You partner with somebody who's into that whole thing. They can plan the menu and wake up and do the prep work every morning.
Just start like food truck music. Foodtruckmusic.com. You know, and you'll get thousands and tens of thousands of followers.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's a great idea.
Something that I'm looking to launch hopefully in the next year and a half.
Well, if you're going to be serving wings with the steak, we have DEF CON sauces. It's a very good. We are the team to beat in big national competitions. So that's just a little
good
DEF CON, people.
I figure the menu will probably have to change up depending on what markets you're going to be touring through. So obviously you have to have somebody who's a little bit more knowledgeable with that.
When you go to a vegan neighborhood, you serve lamb.
Don't even get me started on that.
No, because the facial expressions are worth millions. You have a camera. We have slaughtered lamb, but I'm a vegan. Oh, you'll eat the slaughtered lamb. The facial profile will be put it up on Facebook. You'll get a million hits.
It'll be like that Van Gogh painting with the guy screaming.
Exactly. And they kept their ear.
Exactly.
And their ears were intact at the end of the day.
All right, I tell you what, John, we're going to play another one of your songs. But I want people to hear your music because you do have some great music. I'm going to play another one, which is here. It's called Reason for the Sound. And everyone hang tight. We'll come back and talk to John Black and find out more about his ideas with the food truck on the road, singing and dancing.
I love the idea. I love it. I absolutely love it.
It's a great idea. All right, hang on a second. We'll be right back. This is Reason for the Sound. John Black, don't go anywhere.
Trying to find the beauty in a holy bear. Struggles to find a reason somewhere, but now this cannot be explained. Wrestle with my conscience enough to know the outcome always is the same. But all I found is there's no easy way. I needed sometimes to think things through. I needed some time to think things through. I needed some time to realize that all I need is you.
Promoting a show that I'm doing here this coming Thursday, the 20th. I'll leave any disparaging comments regarding what date that particularly is to you folks, but playing a show there, first full band show, probably in about 3 or 4 years as a solo artist with a guy named Thomas Ian Nicholas, and he was in the American Pie movies and that movie Rookie of the Year way back in the 90s. So it should be pretty exciting.
Well, I got to comment. I have to comment on the last song. I did
yes.
like the very ending of it with the kind of like Brahms like little melody on the keys with the organ sound in the back. That was a very cool ending. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, thank you.
Quite Brahms like, but whatever. That's just my take.
Now, what,
as you were, gentlemen.
As you were. The 420 date, since you brought that up, how did that even start? Does anybody know?
Excuse me?
Not really sure, to be honest.
John, you'll catch up with us later. 420.
Well, no, your phone sounds like crap, dude. You're like cutting out like every other syllable.
I'm out here in the middle of freaking nowhere. I'm sorry. What can I say?
You live below the Manson-Nixon line. I already explained this to you. Yeah. Just stop doing lines of Old Bay. You'll be fine.
All right. So John Black.
I'm always relaxed. I live in Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm always relaxed.
I didn't say relaxed. I said John Black. If people want to get music, where can they find it?
So they can find it at johnblackmusic.com. They can find it on iTunes, Amazon. Pretty much all the songs that you've heard tonight are available right now in those public domains. So iTunes,
okay.
Amazon, Apple Music, whatever.
Well, I got to give you kudos for kudos are due. You got johnblack.com as a site.
Johnblackmusic.com.
People know that. I'm just saying. John Black might be some like dark or ogreish porno site thing. johnblackmusic.com. Because johnblack.com, God knows where that goes. That goes to some ISIS site down in the deep basement in Pakistan somewhere. Oh God.
Which goes back to the first song of Six Lovers Deep. So there you go. All right, John.
Yes,
thank you for joining us. We'll play your last song, by the way, which is Passion and Time, at the close of the show. And thank you for joining us. You're welcome to come back. Let us know about the food truck tour deal. We want to know all about
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. I'll promote that. I'll, wherever you are, I'll promote it. That's a cool idea.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Take care. We'll see you. Just keep us posted on any new stuff you're doing.
All we'll right, do. We're linked up on Facebook.
And I cut him off. Because I always,
phone sounds like crap. Oh, God, your phone's horrible, dude. Get another phone.
John, well, I think you got a hearing problem, John. But anyway, John.
No, I
Black
don't, because I listen to the replay in the morning. No, I can hear myself talk. I listen to the replay in the morning. Every once in a while, what's your phone? It's not me, it's you.
Would you shush? All right, johnblackmusic.com.
Will you shush?
He
told me to shush. I shushed.
All right. So it's been an interesting show. We appreciate both our guests.
Frank makes labels.
And Smoke, and also John Black Music.
He makes labels and Ponco.
I make labels and Ponco. You got anything else you want to add before we close out? We've got 2 minutes.
Absolutely not, but I'm always willing to put in my 2 cents.
All right, folks, we'll be here. Oh, get this. Next week, you have to join us.
Oh, God, next Friday. Oh, Lord.
You have got to join us because we have a guy, and I'm trying to find his name. I'm trying to find his name. I can't find his name.
Oh, my God. Dude, this is going to be epic. This is going to be an epic show.
Here it is. His name is Patrick Fetter. He's a psychic, and he talks to dead people, and he's also a guest.
He talks to dead people, and he cooks food. Dude, you can't doll. The best night is the setup day for the NYC Hot Sauce Expo. So that night I call in. I'm going to be drunk off my ass, and we're going to get a psychic CIA-trained chef. And he talks to dead people and cooks meat. This is going
to
be the show is going
to
be freaking awesome.
He asked, and I'm not making this up. He told me that he had to stop being a chef because so many dead people were coming into his kitchen. But so he's going to be our guest next Friday night.
This is going to be epic.
I guess we're almost done. Tell your friends. You can hear the replays at brilliantideasradio.com. And anything else you want to say, John, before I cut us off?
Yeah, our moniker should be, you can't make this shit up.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. And what's your line, John, about same place or same time?
Same bat time, same bat channel. Next Friday night, 9 p.m. EST. That's Eastern Standard Time. Oh.
And,
have a good night.
And this is John Black, his new song, Passion and Time. We'll see you next week.
Happy Easter. All hail the bunnies.
All hail the bunnies.
Lay down, darling, rest your head. There's nothing now, just us in this bed. Forget your troubles, clear your mind. Leave all those old worries behind. A silent rescue from terror's past. Just lay with me here, that's all I ask. I have since found the comfort in knowing that I'm not all alone. I have since found the comfort in knowing that I'm not all alone. We'll be right back.
Found a comfort in knowing that I'm all alone.